in the mind. What's a message for the week? Go a ticket right uptown in the back of your cheek. When I came back down, oh man, I couldn't sleep. I know there's someone out there somewhere. I know there's someone who really cares about the ticket.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
I wanna put on my boogie shoes. good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, November the 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Talking sports here. Love to get involved in some sports conversation with you, but you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is free game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. Okay, it's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, and you're listening to the Sunday, November the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Let's begin with, where are we going to go first? Okay, let's go with college football yesterday. Actually, let's go back to Friday, November the 10th. We had an upset right off the bat. Stanford, unranked, defeated Washington, who was ranked number 9, 30-22. Stanford over Washington, 30-22, an upset on Friday. And then on yesterday, another upset. Auburn, ranked number 10, defeated Georgia, ranked number 1, 40-17. Big time upset there. Alabama 31, Mississippi State 24. Another upset. Miami, ranked number 7, defeated Notre Dame, ranked number 3, 41-8. Woo! Pounded them. Okay, Clemson 31, Florida State 14, Oklahoma 38, TCU 20, Wisconsin 38, Iowa 14, USC 38, Colorado 24, upset, Ohio State ranked number 13, defeated Michigan State ranked number 12, 48-3, Penn State 35, Rutgers 6, Oklahoma State 49, Iowa State 42, upset, unranked Georgia Tech defeated Virginia Tech, who ranked number 17, 28-22. UCF 49, UConn 24, Washington State 33, Utah 25, North Carolina State 17, BC 14, LSU 33, Arkansas 10, and Northwestern 23, and Purdue 13. So there you go. I guess based upon this week's results, we're going to have some changes. Alabama will be ranked number 1. Georgia, who was ranked number 1, is going to probably fall out of the playoff contention. Notre Dame ranked number 3. Same thing. They may fall. Clemson will probably jump up to number 2. And Oklahoma, Wisconsin, probably maybe 3 and 4. We'll see what happens. Anyway, excuse me. Very interesting week. A lot of upsets. Some teams had the week off, and we're gonna wait and see. I can't tell you because I don't, get a chance to watch every single college football team out there. I have other things to do, but we watch as many of the games as we can, especially the bigger games. And right now, I would say Alabama is sitting pretty. Penn State should move up. Ohio State should move up, but they won't be in the top 4. So, I don't think anyway. So, we'll see what happens from there on. 414 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And this is Sunday, November the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's get you involved in sports conversation, but you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
loop one bunny ear around the other, and now your shoe's tied.
Always wash your hands after going potty.
Ew, buddy, you can't eat things that fell on the ground.
So always remember, lefty loosey, righty tighty.
And you take another graham cracker, and you squish it all together, and that's how you make s'mores.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
When'd you learn how to drive, you moron?
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow.
Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, the American Psychological Association, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a brown perspective on. But we don't want white snow, we want yellow snow. No snow, that's fine. 417 here, unless you're a skier or whatever, you know, I understand there are people out there who like to do that kind of stuff. Me, keep the streets nice and clear, that's the way I like it. Sidewalks and all that other stuff too. Okay, we just had college football. Let's stay in college ranks because it's college basketball time. Let's see, in the men's section of college basketball, Duke 99, Utah Valley 69, Notre Dame 72, DePaul 58, and St. Mary's 85, St. Francis 65. And those are the only teams that were in the top 25 who were playing yesterday. Now to the ladies. Only two games there also. Notre Dame, 121. Mount St. Mary, 65. And Missouri, 66. Quinnipiac. I love Quinnipiac. I just love that name. Quinnipiac, 57. Missouri, 66. Quinnipiac, 57. So that's it. As far as college basketball is concerned, I understand that the Duke men are ranked number one. And playing Utah Valley, you can't tell how good they are. UConn women are ranked number one. UConn, I think, is loaded, only losing one player from last year's team that nearly went undefeated, lost only one game, first loss in, 3 years, something like that. And excuse me, and added some really cool players from what I understand, a good freshman class and a transfer from another school, and bringing back, like I said, most of the varsity from last year. So look out for the UConn Lady Huskies. 419 here on WMFO in Medford. And since we're into the basketball, let's go to the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, Wizards 113, the Hawks 94, the Pelicans 111, the Clippers 103. I think the Pelicans are going to be pretty good when they get Rondo back. With his ability to penetrate and pass off to Cousins and Davis, they are going to be tough. I don't know about the rest of the team, but those three should make it very interesting. Knicks 118, the Kings 91, Rockets 111, the Grizzlies 96, the Cavaliers 111, the Mavericks 104, the Bucks 98, and the Lakers 96, Spurs 133, and the Bulls 94, Warriors 135, and the 76ers 114, Nuggets 125, and the Magic 107. The Jazz 114, the Nets 106, and the Suns 118, and the Timberwolves 110. If you are not from this area, you aren't aware, probably, that the Boston Celtics have won 11, count them, 11 games in a row after losing their first two games by very close scores. excuse me, the first game, I know they were not totally together because of the injury to Gordon Hayward, severe injury. and then they came back and had another close loss after that to Milwaukee. But since then, they have been wheeling and dealing 11 straight. And I've said many times that after the Kyrie Irving trade, that from 1 to 14, this is the most athletic Celtics team in their entire history. And I go back to 1956 or 55, somewhere around there. But being athletic doesn't necessarily make you a great shooting team, a great passing team, a great rebounding team, or a great defensive team. For example, Dwight Howard is one of the greatest athletes in the history of the NBA. But his shooting, except for the ability to dunk and passing, have not matched his athleticism. And after Gordon Hayward went down, I was certain that the Celtics shooting would still be suspect. Kyrie, like Isaiah Thomas before him, would be able to penetrate, get double and triple team, and then pass out. But if no one was making shots like last year in the playoffs, the results would be the same or even worse than last year. And then Kyrie Irving came with this reputation. I don't want to be under LeBron's shadow. I want to be the leader of a new team. And I think part of that was based upon the fact that he was fairly certain that LeBron was leaving after this year. And so therefore, he didn't want to be stuck with a team that was going nowhere. And so he asked out. Now, that might put some, I know it, you know, all the talk show people, that gave them a whole lot of ammunition. You know, nobody wants Kyrie Irving because he wants to be the main man. He doesn't pass that well. He doesn't play defense that well. All he can do is score. Hey! He showed that he can play defense. Defense is a mental part of basketball. You got to make up your mind that you're going to want to play tough defense and maybe sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end because of all the energy you're exerting defensively. But Kyrie Irving has showed this thus far this year, he can, as a good athlete can do, should be able to do, he can play defense. He's been playing tough defense. He's been getting only one 30-point game, but he's been playing within the system, getting his points. He's been passing the ball. I haven't seen him do any tremendous rebounding, but you wouldn't expect him, except on long rebounds, perhaps. But he's been everything you could ask for. And it's so funny that during the streak, Brad Stevens, the coach, was downplaying the good D that the team was obviously playing. And he was looking for the shooting to improve. And hey, nothing wrong with that. But in my estimation, a team that can generate offense from their strong defense is going to have a good season because most teams don't have solid defensive players coming off the bench. They have players who obviously aren't good enough to start in most instances. And the reason they're on the team is that they can shoot a little bit. And they probably maybe have 2-3 players fall into that category. But like I said, the Celtics have been, in my estimation, the most athletic team from 1 to 14. Now, the question is, would this athleticism, you know, add to their offense? Well, I don't know how well they're shooting. I don't have any stats on that, how well they're shooting from the outside. But it looks to me like they're doing fairly well with that. But the fact that they're playing tough D is generating the offense. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having being able to go 8, 9, 10 men down the bench and not have much of a drop-off when your second and third team people come in. Come on! That has to be good. And so that defense has produced easy offense. Offensive and defensive rebounding has been improved. Great passing. They've been moving the ball unselfishly and shooting from all over the floor, which leaves most teams, like I said, with their tongues hanging out in the fourth quarter. Okay, now that was Friday night. They came back after Kyrie Irving got knocked out of the game by his own player, an inadvertent elbow. And so now we have Irving number one, Hayward number two, Horford number three, who had a concussion in the game before that, all out. And Tatum, who also twisted an ankle, was probably only about 80% on the last game they play Friday night. And maybe he'll be, what, 85-90% tonight? So we maybe at 3.5-14 as far as having healthy players in concern. And now getting over the early loss of Irving, not only did they excel in all the previous mentioned areas like rebounding, passing, defense, all that, they showed that they have heart. They came back from about 18 points down. That's the second game. They came from way back, and they have heart and guts. This is a very exciting Boston Celtics basketball team. And I would go out on the limb right now and say this team is better than the Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen championship team. Eek! Am I saying that? Yes, I'm saying that. I don't know if they're as good as some of the Larry Bird championship teams, but I would say they are just, this team is just as good. And they are so young. That's the main thing. So that means their upward curve is probably still out there. They haven't come anywhere near to that. Now, tonight, they play the Raptors, who are doing fairly well. And if they're going without their big three, it'll be a real test. But if the Raptors don't blow us out, we'll be sending them a mental message that when we get our 1-in-3 people back, Irving and Horford, because I don't know if Hayward's going to be playing this year, we'll have a real test coming for them as long as everybody else stays healthy as well. So that's my perspective on the Boston Celtics, the NBA. I think the Celtics have a chance to be the best team in the East. Take that, LeBron. 428 here at WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'll be back.
Vincent Watson, are you listening? I hope so, because I have something to say to you. My name is Dorothy Franklin, and a year ago, you started mentoring my son, Corey. He wasn't doing well in school and had no direction. So we decided he needed a mentor, a couple hours a week. Corey says you just help him with his homework and questions he has. But ever since you began mentoring my son, he's been acting very strangely. His grades have gone up. He has things he wants to achieve, and who can tell with kids, but he seems happier. In just a short time, Vincent, you have made a difference in my son's life. To him, you are a mentor. To me, you are a saint. Thank you.
When you become a mentor, you'll discover that just a little time can help an awful lot. Do good. Mentor a child. Call Save the Children U.S. at 1-877-BE-A-MENTOR.
Message brought to you by Save the Children U.S. and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:32 at the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Rangers 4 and the Oilers 2. Senators 4 and the Avalanche 3. Maple Leafs 4 and the Bruins 1. Canadiens 2 and the Sabres 1. That was an overtime game. The Blue Jackets 2 and the Red Wings 1. That was a shootout. New Jersey 2 and the Panthers 1. The Wild 1 and the Flyers zip. The Blackhawks 4 and the Hurricanes 3. That was overtime. Islanders 5 and the Blues 2. Predators 5 and the Penguins 4. That was a shootout. The Jets 4 and the Coyotes 1. And the Sharks 5 and the Canucks zip. In that Bruins game at 8:52 of the first period, Marner got his second goal of the year unassisted. 1-0. And that was the Leafs over the Bruins. At 14:16, Van Riemsdyk got his ninth goal of the year on the power play, with assists from Kadri and Riley. That made it Maple Leafs 2 and the Bruins zip. At 15:18, Vetrano got his second goal of the year with assists from Krug and Miller. That made it Maple Leafs 2 and the Bruins 1. No scoring in the second period. In the third period, Riley got his third goal of the year at 6:52. And assists from Van Riemsdyk and Marner. And at 18:13, Malou got his eighth goal of the year with assists from Hyman and Komarov. Final score, Maple Leafs 4 and the Bruins 1. McElhinney got 38 saves as opposed to Rack's 21. So the Bruins were firing the ball, firing the puck at the goal. 17 more shots, but only could get one of them in. So I don't know. Is that, well, it seems like the hustle is there. You know, the effort is being put forth. We're just not getting any results. When you get 17 more shots than the other team, either the other team's goalie is having a fantastic game, or you guys can't hit the side of a barn. Well, see, the Bruins in like and the same. We're in the same condition, I thought, going into the season that the Celtics were going facing. You know, having a few key older players, but a lot of young guys who are still, you know, working their way up. McAvoy and some of the others. And how soon they would come through, or if they would come through and make the team a playoff contender, we had to wait and see on that. And so far, they've like been, like last year, the middle of the pack. So maybe there's improvement. So with the new guys coming in, fresh legs, just getting their act together as far as the NHL is concerned, maybe we can see. Because I said at the beginning of the NBA season that I thought the Celtics team would have problems initially getting together, getting on the same page, learning the Brad Stevens system with so many new faces around, young faces especially. And I said that hopefully, and I'm thinking about, Gordon Hayward on the team, by the by the All-Star break, the team would be really rolling and had a good shot at being the second-best team in the Eastern Division and maybe the fourth or fifth-best team in the whole NBA. Well, they threw that and out took that out of the pot, and they've exceeded expectation. I don't see any reason for them to drop off now, so you transfer this over to the Bruins. Hopefully, some of these guys will come through. These new guys that come through, and along with the Pasternak's and other people like that, we'll have a fairly decent playoff team, and that wouldn't hurt at all. I'm all Bruins as far as making the playoffs and all the other good stuff is concerned. Will that happen? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think they know. But we'll see what happens. The potential for improvement is there. Hopefully, it'll come through. Okay, 437 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Veterans Day weekend, November the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, simple. Give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:45 is a Brown Perspective on Sports time. Still not too late to get a call in. If you want to talk some sports, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, National Football League. As all you regular listeners know, and you're waiting to find out how we did last week, I am in a hot battle with my son Scott, his son Kyle, which makes him my grandson, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. And right now, Scott has moved into first place. What we're doing is trying to pick the winners of the NFL football games. We don't go with points. We always say, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet. If you have to figure in the points spread, you're going to lose. The gamblers have got it made. So anyway, Scott's in first place. We're just trying to pick the winners. He has 82 wins, 50 losses, and has a 62% percentage win rate. I'm in second place, 1 game behind, 81 and 51. And Bill got into first place for a couple of weeks and fell to third place. He's 80 and 52. And then there's Kyle. Kyle's gone past Kenny. Kyle was holding up the whole league on the bottom for most of the season. But he's climbed into third place. Fourth place? Third place? Yeah, fourth place. And he's 4 games up on Kenny, who was in first place and had a disastrous series of weeks. Falling, he's at 74 and 58. Kyle's at 78 and 54. And going into this new week, I believe everyone had the Seahawks over the Cardinals. And as I said when I passed in my picks, I said the Cardinals haven't recovered from the beating that the Patriots gave them, even without Tom Brady, in the first game of last year. And that's what you get. That's what you can call an ongoing beatdown. They have not been the same. They were certain that they're going to win that game. You know, no Brady. Garoppolo getting his first start. And they're playing at home, and we beat them anyway. So, hey, there you go. That's what happens. I think Gronkowski was out that game as well. But anyway, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals, and they lost their best defensive back with a torn Achilles. And so, I don't know how the Seahawks are going to go from here on in. And they're investigating whether Russell went through a certified protocol position after getting whacked in the jaw or whatever. He was in and out of the tent before you could say, hey, are you okay? What's your name? Anyway, we'll see how the Seahawks do from here on. Now, today, I have the Saints over the Bills. Drew Brees looks like he's been reading the GOAT's book. And I'm talking about the best of all time, Tom Brady, and also eating his food. He's been having a fantastic year. So I got the Saints over the Bills. I got the Bears over the Packers. And that's what you get for not picking up Colin Kaepernick. They were absolutely, the coach was saying, well, I'm absolutely certain that we're going to move on here with the two quarterbacks we have, whoever they are, whatever their names are, after their regular quarterback went down. Hey, and out for the year, probably. They've been struggling. I'm not surprised. I got the Lions over the Browns. So what else is new? You know, the Browns, yeah. I got the Steelers over the Colts. Still don't know how good they really are. I'm still talking about the Steelers. But as we get into the rest of the season, we'll see how good they really are. They could be, potentially, the second best team in the NFL. I got the Jaguars over the Chargers. Can't say too much there. Jaguars seem to be making some effort at moving up, and the Chargers, still the Chargers. I got the Jets over the Bucks. I got to pick somebody in this game. The Jets are terrible, and Jameis Winston is not going to be playing. I got to pick the Jets over that one, in that one. I got the Titans over the Bengals, and I don't know if Scalabrine can play quarterback. But we get some redhead out there. Anyway, yo. I got Washington over the Vikings. I think that this is the first time that I picked them all year. And only based upon the fact that Bridgewater is just coming back. I don't know how if he's going to play at all. But Stafford's down. So there you go. I got the Rams over the Texans. Collusion, collusion, and more collusion. But the Rams are up and coming. Texans are going to have problems. I got the Cowboys over the Falcons. The Falcons. These birds haven't recovered from the beatdown we put on them in Super Bowl 51. The Patriots, when they beat you, it lingers. Especially if you thought you had a chance of winning. So you gave them the best shot you had, and it didn't work out. And so therefore, you have a hangover from that year on. So, you know, there you go. Put the Falcons in the same bird's nest as the Cardinals. I got the 49ers over the Giants, and they're just getting ready for Jimmy G, but the Giants have been playing so terribly. I have so many injuries, and one player said anonymously that the coach has lost the locker room. So there you go. Good thing for a New York team. I got the Patriots over the Broncos. They will be up for us, but Brock Osweiler? Really? And how about Martellus Bennett coming back? I don't know how much he's going to give us. He has a major shoulder injury, which made him ineligible for the last couple of games for the Packers. And they cut him to save some money, undoubtedly. And although he said he's going to possibly retire at the end of this year, I think since we picked him up, we're going to hold on to him. We're not going to probably play him unless he's ready to go. And we'll continue to go, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed that in a few weeks, maybe playoff time comes around, he'll be able to go out there and do some serious work. I want to see him and Gronkowski together. But it would be nice if they were both healthy. Gronk wasn't healthy most of last year, I should say. But Bennett filled in extremely well, but he wasn't that healthy either. So, there you go. And on Monday night, I got the Panthers over the Dolphins. And how can a team so bad, like the Dolphins, trade their best running back? Eagles are going to be really good. Maybe the Eagles are the second best team in the NFL. And I say second best only because, you know, we have no history with them in the Super Bowl. So, therefore, since they haven't made the Super Bowl before, they made that leap You know, Carson Wentz has been playing really well. And they got LeGarrette Blount and a bunch of wide receivers. And the defense has been extremely well, good, playing well also. So, therefore, you know, hey, they could be up and coming. We'll see how they do. They haven't played Washington. They haven't played the Dallas yet. So we'll see how far the Eagles have come. It's 4:55 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, November the 12th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:57 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I said last week, maybe for the last couple of weeks, that I'm going to give you my perspective on the Boston Red Sox for the 2018 season. And since we only got 3 minutes, I can't really get into it right now and what I think they should do and what I think they shouldn't do. And so we'll wait and see how things go for next week. Maybe I'll be able to give you some. Maybe I'll just break it down. We'll go from the new manager and his coaching staff to maybe around the horn, first base, second base, shortstop. And see how we go from there. Okay, 4:57. So I'm going to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I'd like to get some conversation, but next Sunday you'll get another chance to call me at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We have one of the most popular programs that we put out every